Okay, shall we be honest with ourselves, with God, and each other? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. People will let us down. Yes, it's true. It is a part of the human landscape that every now and then, and we prefer it to be then and not now, that friends or family members, spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends, the best of friends, co-workers, casual acquaintances, supervisors, leaders can and will let us down. Now, some don't mean to, it just happened. And others, well, it just might be intentional. Some people let us down because they have not set realistic boundaries for themselves. They overdo, commit to do more stuff than they have time to do it. Go on, raise your hand or just say amen. Some people let us down because they volunteer to do what they are not prepared to do or qualified to do. And some people let us down because, well, they just can't say no, or are afraid to say no because truly in their heart of hearts, they do want to do it. And then there are those with good intentions, but the intentions are not good enough to have follow through. Some people let us down because they're okay, trifling. You know the kind. They promise this and promise that and they never appear and they never come through, but you already knew that because they have a track record of letdown-itis. Then there are those whose letdown-itis is intentional. Yep, it was all planned for whatever reason to hurt you or the cause, to strike back, to hit, to harm because of some unresolved issue. In Psalm 55, David was hopping mad because he discovered a friend among his enemies. A former trusted friend blurred the lines of relationship, clothed themselves in sheep clothing, went undercover, disguised as a friend, and when the cover was blown, David was served with a burn notice. Nothing hurts more than when a friend lets you down, stabs you in the back. Someone you trusted, shared your secrets with, disclosed things you'd never tell anybody else, shared and kept confidences, now they stand on the other side of the friendship fence among those who mean you no good. David was hopping mad. He was ready to fight. He was angry about the betrayal and believes that the betrayals deserve judgment. In the end, it is not the fight, the betrayal. It is not the crises of confidence or his wanting to run away. It is his final confession of faith and confidence that speaks to us about God's resolution of the matter. David gets God's attention with prayer. Prayer. Yeah, it's just that simple. Praying to and praying through a situation to get God's attention. The result of the prayer was that God's energy was exerted on David's behalf. The result was God's liberating act upon David's soul and self. Peace and well-being replaced biting disappointment. The result of the prayer was that in spite of everything, David still could sing, "It is well with my soul." So what do? Include prayer in your arsenal of defensive and offensive weaponry. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are spiritual to the pulling down of the stronghold of the enemy. Surround yourself with authentic friends, positive people, people who want to see you reach your goals, and don't spend time on those who have letdown-itis that drag you down into the pit of disappointment. Remember always, beloved, that people may let you down, but God is always there for us 24/7. He's a present help in time of trouble to help, heal, forgive, lift, and love. I'm Vashti McKenzie. Respond to the invitation to be in the presence of God today, who will bring out the best in you.